Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch. Today is Tuesday, March 25th. In the news, one of Pride St. Louis's longest sponsors, hometown Anheuser-Busch, dropping out.
We were simply told that it just wasn't a priority anymore and that their focus was elsewhere, which is understandable. Marketing dollars change. Marketing focuses change. However, just at a time when we are most vulnerable, when this community most needs the support, this is a decision that they would decide to do.
Pride Fest now has to raise $150,000. KMOX asked Pride President Marty Zuniga if there could be an entrance fee if fundraising would fall short.
Nothing is off the table.
To keep that from being necessary, he's asking people to donate $45 or more in honor of the festival's 45th anniversary. While many of the drugs being trafficked through the region remain the same, police say the traffickers are getting more creative.
Cross River Task Force Commander Marcus Polito says they are seeing a greater effort by drug traffickers to better conceal the products they are moving. He provides an example.
The center console area may just look like a plastic insert of a center console, but you're just detecting something is off, and they have removed that and fabricated, legitimately welded a variety of different things to where underneath that is a true locked, sealed compartment.
Polito says that meth and fentanyl continue to be the most commonly trafficked drugs they find. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Edwardsville's school board votes in favor of cutting 16 teaching positions in District 7. KMOX's Brad Choate provides some background.
At Monday night's school board meeting, Edwardsville Superintendent Dr. Patrick Shelton explained the job cuts are part of a larger picture.
We're continuously evaluating how we spend and looking for ways to be fiscally efficient in how we operate, including anticipated reductions in efficiencies in curriculum software and district software and licenses. Above all, we are committed to providing the resources necessary for our students, our teachers, and our schools.
Edwardsville Education Association co-president Robert Unziker.
It does not make sense why the board has been approving almost every cost item brought to them for the last several years, such as the purchasing of SUVs, rental of downtown offices, buying shuttles, sending staff states away for PD that was also offered in St. Louis, adding multiple new administrative positions, etc. But now there is a sudden financial panic.
The meeting also featured public speakers like this District 7 parent, who's also an educator himself.
Buildings do not teach children. Teachers teach children.
St. Louis Public Schools have announced Superintendent's Leadership Cabinet under Dr. Millicent Borchet. New leaders include Kimberly Johnson Miller as Chief Financial Officer, Laura McLaughlin as General Counsel, Natasha Mitchell as Chief Technology Officer, Charles Poole as Executive Director of Communications, and Dr. Letitia Smith is Interim Chief of Student Support Services. Dr. Borchet says the team is dedicated to enhancing student success, operational efficiency, and community partnerships. On April 8th, residents in the Afton School District will be asked to approve Proposition 1, a zero tax rate increase bond.
If approved, Proposition 1 will provide $30 million in funding for capital improvements across the district. Afton Superintendent Dr. Travis Brock says in 2016, the district had a successful bond election.
We've been able to pay some of those bonds off, and whenever you're in a position like that, it affords you the ability to extend those bonds without increasing the taxes on our voters.
All four Afton schools will benefit.
This is likely able to allocate money annually that would roughly cover about $20 million of improvements, but in order to do everything that is in the study. That's how we arrived at needing an additional $30 million.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
You may see smoke, even fire, as St. Louis County Parks conducts three prescribed burns this week. It's part of ongoing efforts to improve and maintain the park's ecosystems. The first burn scheduled for later this morning at the Little Crevecoeur Lake Ecological Area. Thursday, weather permitting, a burn is scheduled at Cliff Cave Park, Friday at Queenie Park. The public is asked to avoid those areas during those controlled burns.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.